Hi, and welcome to the Sabian podcast. Today is January 22nd. It's been a couple weeks since I've created a podcast. Actually, I believe it was around Christmas time that I did one. And then on New Year's Eve, I ended up getting sick. And then a week later, before testing, I tested negative the week before. And then I tested positive for COVID. So I took a couple weeks off. I was pretty sick and then returned back to my day job as an acupuncturist and have just returned for my full week of work. And now I feel like I'm back in the rhythm of things again and can start to hopefully make more regular podcasts around the Sabian symbols. This week, I just want to get back on track and do the week ahead. And I would also like to either today or Monday create a podcast about the previous full moon and the previous new moon, because I thought those were really interesting for this month. And it seemed like there were a lot of stories around those particular lunation cycles. But this upcoming week, I think, is interesting. We've got three transits on the schedule, and one of them on January 23rd, which let me see here. So one of them starting tomorrow will be Sun conjunct retrograde Mercury, and that one is going to be three Aquarius. So in Sabian, you always round up unless it's exactly 3 degrees and 3 minutes or 0 minutes. But this is 3 degrees and 22 minutes. And so you round up to four Aquarius. And that one is a Hindu healer, glows with a mystic healing power. And that's a beautiful symbol. And I'm curious about this one and how it'll manifest in the world. But I saw in the news that Thich Nhat Hanh has just passed away, and a lot of us are communicating about our connection with him, about the impact that he had in our lives, and talking about different aspects of meditation. One of my colleagues has studied with him. A lot of my friends and colleagues have actually studied directly with him. I found out about his death from a friend of mine who I gave the book Being Peace to. And it's just amazing what a universal impact he's had on so many of us. And so it's interesting that right now we're contemplating his impact on all of us and the presence he's had in the world, and his work with civil rights, and he's just been in our consciousness for so many decades now, and so just want to acknowledge that. And so I think it's fascinating that that's where the Sun and Mercury are going to be conjuncting tomorrow. And then 5 days later, on January 28th, Mercury will be conjunct Pluto. So retrograde Mercury will be conjunct Pluto at 26 degrees Aquarius. So 26 degrees Capricorn, actually. And so it'll be 27 Capricorn in Sabian symbols, and that will be a mountain pilgrimage. So not sure, you know, I'm thinking about this. I often think about this degree as one of the coronavirus degrees, and about lockdown and quarantine. And we'll see where that goes in terms of maybe there'll be a new guideline with the CDC about how many days we should stay home. It went from 10 days to 5 days. I'm seeing that's actually something also that other countries are saying is 5 days. And maybe that will shift. I'm also seeing a lot of places have already peaked with the Omicron variant, and that it's likely that in America we're heading towards that soon too. But it'll be interesting. You know, it's never a dull moment progress of the pandemic. It's been a huge pot boiler. I'm so fascinated by the science of it. Not surprised that things change rapidly. You know, we went from cloth masks being effective to now just N95 and KN95. And I don't really feel outraged by that. It just, to me, shows that the Omicron variant is a lot more transmissible than the other variants were. In my own clinic, none of my patients nor I got the virus. And then a few months ago, like for the last 2 years, everyone's been fine. I was telling people to take a certain amount of vitamin D and wear a mask, socially distance, be as careful as possible. And finally, somebody a few months ago got the virus at a party. And then recently, it feels like everyone is getting something or knows somebody very close to them within their household or in their family who's been getting it. So it just feels like we're all getting it. Fortunately for everyone I know, it's been very mild, including me. And it just feels very, very contagious compared to the other variants. And I have read that it's more contagious than measles. So fortunately, though, the hospitalizations and death rates have been going down, it's not something I'm recommending to people to go out and catch it, but just go out and be careful. And this mountain pilgrimage degree that Pluto is in still indicates this need to stay home and really keep distance from people. So to me, this is like going to a faraway place, which could be our own home away from people. So it is what it is. So this Mercury retrograde conjunct Pluto on January 28th just shows to me that there'll be communication about something, about the quarantining or if we should be closing businesses or something like that. And that'll be on the 28th. We'll see. I mean, it could be something completely different, but this is just what the pattern's been for the last few years. January 29th at 3:45 a.m., Venus will be going direct at 11 Capricorn. And that Sabian symbol is 12 Capricorn, a student of life lecturing, revealing little known aspects of life. And so I'm curious about that. The keywords to that are observing and translating so others may learn, green politics issues of the conservatives don't want revealed, nature and natural remedies, science and its rewards and drawbacks, issues such as global warming, whistleblowers, natural healing methods, conspiracy theories. The first thing that came to my mind was about global warming or climate change. And the movie Don't Look Up has been so popular. And that's been in the conversation. And with Venus being in this degree, on a mundane level, it could mean the arts, entertainment, glamour, financial spending, physical beauty. And I'm wondering if there'll be some kind of creative display around climate change, another movie that comes out, a painting, and a very popular art exhibit, some message that comes across on January 29th. So those are the upcoming transits. And now I'm going to do the week ahead. This is going to be from Sunday tomorrow to next Saturday. And let me see here. I'm actually going to change the pattern here and go start with Jupiter. And Jupiter in mundane astrology is about clergy, high courts. It expands wherever it falls in the chart. And I'm finding here Jupiter is at 6 Pisces from January 23rd to January 26th. So Sunday until I believe it's Wednesday. And that's a parade of army officers in full dress. And You know, what I'm seeing in the world today is this talk about the Ukraine and Russia, and there's a lot of saber rattling around that. I'm seeing a lot of for and against. I'm hoping my stance isn't very against any more war. I feel like a lot of our I feel like it's a public health issue. You know, I'm a licensed healthcare practitioner. I know so many people that are traumatized. They work with veterans. I know people that have had to leave their countries because of military interventions. Just not a big fan of creating trauma, creating more toxic pollution. One of the biggest greenhouse gas emitters is the US military. So not a huge fan of this, but we will see some conversation or some expansion in this direction for the next 3 days. I'm glad that Pluto's not in this degree or Neptune, but this is more of a temporary transit. It's just for a few days. So just seeing a lot of news about this, about potential military intervention in the Ukraine against Russia. So hoping that doesn't happen. Jupiter then will move to 7 Pisces from January 27th until the 31st. And that is illuminated by a shaft of light, a large cross on rock surrounded by sea and mist. That's a beautiful sounding symbol. And let me see here. That one is the keywords here are renewed dedication after loss, looking for signs of hope and recovery, coming to terms with loss of failure, rocks, mist, howling winds on coasts, crosses of faith, important and substantial sacrifices, being devastated by events, being in the spotlight in difficult times, finding the way through the dark, the need for sacrifice, alternative religions, stepping outside religious boundaries. So that's where Jupiter is going to be at. Jupiter can also be like the justice system, the legal system. Curious about the Supreme Court during this time. In our own charts, that can be where things get expanded. In my own chart, Pisces is in my 8th house, which is like other people's money and taxes, and also meditations on death. And so I feel like it's interesting where it goes. So depending on where it is in your own chart, that can be where that particular focus is on. For me, it might be about grieving the loss of my parents who have passed away within the last few years. Since 2018, both of my parents have passed away. So this meditation on letting go, my mother passed away this past year. So that's more fresh for me. Wherever it will be in your chart will likely be what will be expanded in your chart. And so I see some of this as very positive and very spiritual, and also meditating on things that we've lost. So I would be curious to hear how it is manifesting in your own chart. So then I'm moving on to Saturn at 14 Aquarius. Saturn, so Jupiter is the planet of expansion, Saturn is the planet of contraction. And where that would be in your chart would be where there is a sense of limitation and lack, but also where you might have been creating infrastructure or boundaries, a way to figure out what works for you and what doesn't. And you might be taking no prisoners within this point in your chart. In mundane astrology, Saturn can be about the elderly minds. Conservatism reduces the advantage of the house that it falls in. And Saturn is at 14 Aquarius from January 20th until January 27th. And it is, let me see here, 14 Aquarius. And that particular one is two lovebirds sitting on a fence and singing happily. That one feels like it's sort of putting the kibosh on romance. And we could be seeing people breaking up. There's actually been a lot of conversation about Jason Momoa and Lisa Bonet, and they're kind of a major couple. Yesterday, two of my astro buddies and I were going through and talking about their chart, and they're comparing their charts, and we figured out that he's going to have some issues, but she's probably really relieved. It's a strange thing with older women, younger men. Oftentimes there's this narrative like, oh no, like she got old or, but what I find too is that often at a certain age, women really love being independent and having their space and free time. And she's got some wonderful aspects that show that she might be really be enjoying her freedom. She's got her, I believe it's her progressed moon conjunct transiting Uranus. And that would mean that she's getting like a breath of fresh air. Her progressed ascendant is also conjunct her natal Jupiter, just showing that she's really enjoying getting to know herself and enjoying the free time that she's getting from separation and divorce. Not that it's not painful, but these patterns are just showing up in her chart. So we were like, oh, whoa, she's going to be okay. And I'm sure he's going to be okay too, but there's just this next few years where he's got some more difficult transits. And then let's see, I kind of forgot to put in the next Saturn transits this week, and I'm going to add those in. But let me just look at my journal here with the Saturn transits. Oh, wow. And so Saturn will be at 16 Aquarius. And let's see here. Yeah, the one before was actually 15 Aquarius. And then this one will be at 16 Aquarius from January 28th until February 5th. And that one is a big businessman at his desk. And so that'll be interesting to see if there is any restriction on business issues. And I'm curious about in the news, there's been some legislation about preventing legislators from trading on the stock market. And so I'm curious about that, if there's any limitation on big business. And I'm hoping that's the case because we do need to put some limitations on big business and things like their profits, CEO earnings, and so on. So we'll be seeing how that works out for them. Let me see here. So then moving on to Uranus, and Uranus will be at 11 Taurus. And it went direct on January 19th. And it's going to be or has been since December 30th and will be until February 7th at a woman sprinkling long rows of flowers. And Uranus feels to me about the collective. The greater good, the things that are like breakdowns and breakthroughs. But it also in mundane astrology can be about technology, outer space programs, unruly events, wild changes in weather. And, interestingly, there's been this talk about 5G and the aviation industry. So we'll see how that goes. I'll talk about more with Pluto regarding this. Now, the symbol for Uranus is a woman sprinkling long rows of flowers. This to me is about ideas and planting seeds and being patient. It can be really frustrating right now, but I'm seeing a lot of really advanced conversations about futuristic ideas, modern monetary theory. I'm seeing that Afghanistan, so Uranus can be about alternative currencies. I'm seeing that Uranus and Taurus. So Uranus would be about innovation and Taurus would be about money. It's material earth, it's Venus ruled, it's about material goods, material beauty. It's about the physical. And in Afghanistan, there have been these sanctions and people have not been, they've been starving. And seeing that they're using cryptocurrency to override the sanctions, because cryptocurrency is a way to override this state sanctions. And so it's been interesting to see how they've been using that to be able to survive. And looking at a woman sprinkling long rows of flowers, I'm seeing that in Afghanistan, the women are able to do this and they're able to feed their children. And so just fascinated to see that. And in our own charts, it would be about learning new ways, innovation, new innovations, and planting the seeds for our future. So it could be about us also learning how to invest. I did just share with a friend one of my favorite investor education platforms, and it's Ann Wilson of The Wealth Chef. She wrote this wonderful book, but she also has wonderful classes for investing. And so that's where it falls for me personally to share that with my other female friends and teaching them how to work with money. And then Neptune is at 22 Pisces. And it's January from January 17th until February 17th. So for exactly a month, Neptune will be at a prophet bringing down the new law from the mountain. And Neptune on a mundane level can be about here is socialism and programs related to the well-being of the less advantaged, drug companies and drug problems in the population. Neptune also can represent things like cults and religious fervor. When Neptune was in the previous degree, I was seeing a lot of QAnon stuff, and I've talked a lot about that in other podcasts, and it was there for quite a while. That symbol was, sorry, the book keeps closing. That symbol was a little white lamb, a child, and a Chinese student. And I feel like that one's all about conspiracies and false news. That people take and run with. I see that a lot as propaganda or being codependent with a really bad idea. And this particular symbol, a prophet bringing down the new law from the mountain, we've also had Neptune transiting this degree previously, looking to somebody to be our savior, and really like creating false gods through certain people like our politicians. And I've seen a lot of Trump fervor in this degree, but even Biden fervor, just looking like nobody's going to come rescue us. There's really not going to be us any Superman. We really have to work together on a grassroots level. And we all have to do our part. We're not going to really have anybody who becomes our Jesus. But I also do see we've had certain people like Thich Nhat Hanh or Sidney Poitier, who was often somebody who was very iconic. He was a civil rights figure and also a great actor, who previous who just recently passed away too. But also just looking at this in the next month, just really making sure that we don't see somebody outside ourselves as the Buddha, that we really empower ourselves to be that for ourselves and for others. And don't let anybody put us on a pedestal either. Like really teaching others to be more self-reliant, but understanding that it's really more about interdependence than putting somebody up on a pedestal. So not to elevate ourselves or others, and maintain a sense of humility. And then Pluto now from January 3rd until February 2nd. It's at 27 Capricorn. Pluto to me is like the next big threat. What could destroy us, but also it's all about the crucifixion and the resurrection. Pluto can be about this god of the underworld, this invisible threat, menace. It's been at a mountain pilgrimage. Since January 3rd, but also previously, I have a grid where it's been throughout the pandemic. It's been on these 3 or 4 degrees of that feel to me to be the coronavirus degrees. This is the second from the last time it's going to be at this particular degree. Then it's going to move on to a couple other degrees. The next one is going to be a large aviary. And then I forgot what the other one's going to be. But then in August, it's going to come back to the mountain pilgrimage and then be here until December 9th. And so I'm curious to see where that falls. This particular one feels to me about quarantining, going on retreat, making a pilgrimage. Even like our one time a week that we go to the grocery store feels to me like a pilgrimage. or the one time we see our friend that we haven't seen in ages. And that to me, what this particular degree is about, and like I said earlier in the podcast about the CDC changing their quarantine rules. And so it's going to be here until February 2nd. This Omicron variant has been really, really peaking and then going down. The number of hospitalizations and deaths have been going down inversely to the numbers going up of people who have been getting it. This particular strain has been really, really, it's been really, really contagious. So, but more mild. So according to a lot of different sources. And so I'm curious how it'll be after February 2nd when Pluto moves into a large aviary. I don't know, because that I feel like that'll be like a break from the virus. But there's also an increase in flu. So it could be bird flu, or it could be, though, what I'm seeing is the next threat could be social media issues. Like I often think of Twitter. With a large aviary, Linda Hill also thought of Twitter. With that, the way that we communicate online. So seeing potentially censorship, because there's been so much more of that lately, and there's a new Twitter CEO. And I do worry about him, considering that he said that the First Amendment is not a priority for him. Just wondering how we work with social media. The other thing that I'm seeing with this Pluto 28 Capricorn, this next degree, is 5G and the airline industry. Like there's been a lot in the news lately. And oftentimes the next degree will be manifesting, even though it's not there yet. So I'm curious about that. So we'll see. But oftentimes, it might be something completely different. So this is just all speculation and making mud pies here. But I would say for this next week or so, until Pluto leaves this degree, I would say stay home as much as possible. Keep your distance. Really be careful with the types of field trips that you go on in this next couple of weeks on a personal level. And for me too, it's interesting because I'm planning a trip to Portugal. I'll be going to Madeira Island, and that's sort of, I'm going to be going hiking, and it's somewhat mountainous. I'm going to be hiking in that region. So I'm planning a mountain pilgrimage at this time. So we'll see. And now moving on to the North Node and the South Node. The North Node is at 1 Gemini. From January 19th until January 30th. And that is a peacock parading on the terrace of an old castle. South Node at 2 Sagittarius during the same time. And that's children in Halloween costumes indulging in various pranks. These are beautiful and fun degrees. These are really, really lovely symbols. really playful symbols. The North Node would be the things that we are, what I've been taught, like where to move towards, what to focus on. South Node would be what to move away from. So a little bit more like now is the time to get more serious and to create beauty. And here we go with Lilith at 20 Gemini. And let's see. So the keywords for that would be here we go. Oops, I'm sorry. My COVID brain. Actually, I'm probably like this before I recovered from COVID. So just making excuses for myself here. North Node at one Gemini. Sorry, I was looking at the one right above it. North Node at one Gemini. And this is interesting because the North Node is about to move into Taurus because the nodes move backwards. And let's see. I don't use the true node, I use the mean node. And the true node is actually in Taurus already, but I feel like this often is more reflective of what's going on. What I've observed in mundane astrology and in my own personal life. So, this one, oops, actually, looking at the wrong degree here. So, the one that I'm seeing here is one Gemini is a parade, is a glass-bottomed boat reveals undersea wonders. And let me just see here. Oh, you know what? I'm completely wrong here. It's 30 Taurus. Here we go. So it actually has gone into Taurus, and it's a peacock parading on the terrace of an old castle. And that is a typo that I made on this one. So that's North Node is at Taurus, feeling a little bit like the woman in the movie Roger and Me, who gave Michael Moore the wrong color assessment. So here we go. So North Node at 30 Taurus from January 19th until January 30th, a peacock parading on the terrace of an old castle. And this one is the North Node. This would be the degree that we would be moving towards. And the keywords here are tradition, feeding ego-centered attraction, grace and dignity, splendor, etiquette, gardening, enjoying the environment for its nature and beauty, peacocks as the watchers, and the Argus parading beautiful old buildings, empires that require protection, issues of belonging and being allowed in prominent families, inherited values, castles and rambling estates, beautiful colors. And then the South Node at 30. Scorpio. So sorry, I've been really out of it for the last couple of weeks and really enjoying resting and kind of enjoying being a little bit just not thinking very much and watching a lot of Korean dramas, which have been really good. And interesting. I'm thinking about this, a peacock parading on the terrace of an old castle. During this time, during this past week, I've watched a K-drama called Guardian, A Lonely and Great God. And just thinking about this, because he was from a really, really old kingdom. He was killed. He came back to life with an invisible sword in his chest. He lived 932 years. He had to meet, for him to be able to stop being immortal and to just go into oblivion, he had to meet the goblin bride, who the only person who could see the invisible sword in his chest and pull it out so he could die. And I just saw that K-drama and it's really fantastic. And it is all about this traditional kingdom and past lives and reincarnation. And, on a more personal level, what I could see doing is like getting your genetic test done, like from Ancestry or some of the other like 23andMe, and just finding out where your lineage is from and thinking about your ancestral culture. And and for me personally, I watched that Korean drama and have been looking at more ancestral things. I just watched a Rick Steves educational video about Portugal and about the history of Portugal. And so thinking about this, because there it is a place with a lot of beautiful castles. The south node at 30 Scorpio, that I'm seeing the child in Halloween costumes indulging in various pranks, it might be good to just get away from being silly and joking and learning something more traditional. Like instead of posting memes on Facebook, which are really fun, there is a time and a place for that though. But right now would be a time to move away from that and looking at more traditions and thinking more about history and maybe taking a traditional, like in my own profession, it might be about studying the Shanghan Lun or like one of our traditional Chinese medicine texts. Studying a more traditional form of our medicine. So anyway, that's where I'm going with the nodes. And sorry for that, for my brain, just being a little ADD there. But thanks for bearing with me. So now Lilith is at Gemini. And it moved from 19 Gemini, and that was the previous one is in a museum. A large archaic volume reveals the traditional wisdom, and it's moved since January 6th until February 14th to a cafeteria with an abundance of choices. And Lilith in mundane astrology, I often see this about an outsider type of woman. I saw Ghislaine Maxwell she had this transit to her Lilith degree, or Lilith was transiting something in her chart. I can't remember what, but we were looking in my astrology group at her chart. It was like, oh my God, she's like currently, like her chart is in the public eye, and it makes so much sense with what's happening. And interestingly, in her own chart, there is something about her to stop fighting, giving up the identity of the John Does. And so we might be seeing some of the people that we think, like Bill Clinton and Donald Trump, who've been involved with Jeffrey Epstein, like identities being revealed. And in our own chart, Lilith is where we feel some shame, or as an outsider, like a way to heal our own internalized shame. And so interesting to see that cafeteria with an abundance of choices. It might be that there's just so many opportunities to overcome our shame, so many different modalities, so many different ways to communicate these days. But we might be healing some of the choices that we made in the past or are making now. And so I'm curious about that. And it'll be there until February 14th. And then Chiron will be in two different degrees this week. It'll be at retrograde 9 Aries. Oh, no, actually, it'll be direct 9 Aries. It went direct on December 20th. And so it's at 9 Aries from November 15th. Until January 23rd. So it was here for a long time. A seer gazes intently into a crystal ball before him, and it went direct on the 20th. And Chiron at 9 Aries in this particular degree, it's going to be leaving here tomorrow. And that seer gazes intently into a crystal ball before him. That is really a lot about looking at things, trying to see the future. I personally have had a lot of readings this week or this in this particular period of time since November. I had three astrology readings, a couple psychic readings. It's actually for me has felt really comforting to be trying to assess what to plan for the future. When will this happen? When will this other thing happen? Why is this happening now? And it's actually felt really healing for me to be working with this particular energy. Chiron going into 10 Aries from January 24th until February 18th will be moving to this symbol, which is a teacher gives new symbolic forms to traditional images. For me personally, I'm actually going to be heading into a fertility mentorship for the last 6 months. And that's another thing that I've been seeing with other friends is people have been planning their next educational future. And this next period of time might be a good time to start figuring out a new class that you might be wanting to learn. There might be a new type of teacher that we'll see on a mundane level. And Chiron, I often feel, is this way to heal our inner woundedness, like the wounded healer. So when we do work on repairing things within ourselves, we often become teachers on that particular subject. And so just wondering how that will be manifesting on a more mundane level, but on a personal level, that will be a great way to deal with it, is find some kind of class or teacher that you can work with for this next period of time. And it's really only here for a few weeks, and then we'll move on to a different degree. But it's okay if you do enroll in something long term or short term. But it'll be interesting to see if you do find that you are finding a teacher that you want to work with during these next few weeks. And so that is what I have. This was a particularly long one. So I appreciate you bearing with me during this time and going over this podcast, this information. I find this particular week is going to be really interesting. And so I will see you soon. And if you do want to work with me with astrology readings, I do love to work with people personally. I work 3 days a week as an acupuncturist, but I do love to do readings on my off days. You can contact me at my email address at lisameyerson@gmail.com, LISAMEYERSON @gmail.com. Or you can find me on the Sabian Symbol Research Group or my Lisa Meyerson Astrology page. You can also find me on my website at www.lisameyerson.com, but that's mostly for my acupuncture practice, but you can also reach me to set up a reading. So thank you so much and have a great week. Talk to you soon.